The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Cardi B confessed she got plastic surgery after being bullied. If you had the money and the time, would you get plastic surgery? Girl talk here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic. I go by Anthony A.
My answer is yes.
Oh,
because I have done several surgeries. I've had several surgeries and I'm very open about it. The mini tummy tuck. Done my breast 3 times because I did that whole big breast look at first. It was just awful. Went back in and I didn't understand I could go back to normal. So a third try is a charm. You know what I'm saying? But Cardi B is getting slammed for being honest about the fact that she said, I don't feel guilty about it. I'm happy that I did it. So there.
I'm not completely against it, but as a man, I always feel like I could work on any feature that I don't have. And then as a comedian, I've been able to laugh at anything. Like my hairline, I could just laugh at that if I need to. So like, I don't really feel the need, but maybe is it different for men and women?
Or like, I feel the same way you do it until this past weekend.
Really?
When my sister and my wife here decided to tell me how big my nose was. And then I had the biggest nose in our family. And I was like, okay, this is a new thing. I hadn't heard this before, and now I'm like, I'm a little insecure about it.
Well, it's not big. It's just different than everybody else's.
She doesn't even know what to say.
I didn't say her nose was big, and neither did she.
Dana. You both said it was big.
I didn't say it was
you
big.
You said it was the biggest one in the family.
Dana, if your husband came to you and said he wanted a nose surgery because he's insecure about his nose, would you be supportive?
I would 100% support him.
I would never do that, though, because I'm way too scared to go under the knife.
I think that you should do whatever it is you want to do. There's a famous TikToker. Her name is Camilla Culbrose. This woman is a model, and she had plastic surgery because she has a very large forehead. But the analogy that she gave, I think, is brilliant.
You cannot like something about your body and still love yourself. First of all, this body is just a meat suit for your soul. I like and love me on the inside. We also have no say on how we come out. So if you want to alter something, you can do it. Just like you can change your hair and your makeup, and you can gain or lose weight. You can change your body in different ways. I chose to alter mine with plastic surgery. Might not agree with it. That's fine. It's not your body. I'm not like mega insecure. I just did not like my forehead, so I changed it.
She said it's a meat suit for your soul. But she's right. If you're someone who says, I think these people are fake, do you wear makeup? Oh my gosh, plastic surgery. You don't even look like yourself. Have you worn braces? Do you color your hair?
You're changing
your looks. You're changing your body.
I mean, I wear a hat almost every day of the week.
Because your hairline?
Yeah, because my hair, like, that's, I think, okay, a lot of men, right? A lot of men will be like, they don't like accepting of their hair.
You said, Anthony A., earlier, I can handle anything. I could just get on the mic and be cool. If a doctor called in right now and said, I will sponsor you to fix that hairline, you're just going to say, no, I'll just talk about it on the stage. You're going to say, yes, sir, I'll be right in.
As long as the top doesn't come off like Tory Lanez did. Because I can't.
Well, you don't have that problem.
That's the part, huh?
You don't have that problem.
Oh, I'm getting real. I'm getting real Manu Ginobili up there, okay?
I was trying to look out for you.
Looking out for me is being honest.
Bro. All right, so there are actually reasons, though, you should never get plastic surgery. Never. I'll list all three when we return. What I'd like you to do right now is tap in on your thoughts about this. Cardi B did it because bullies pressed her to do it, and she says she has no regrets. You think it was a good or bad idea? We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B admitted in an interview that she got plastic surgery because she was bullied, and she has no regrets. She said, I'm glad. Now I look good, so suck it. How do you feel about what Cardi B said? Do you agree it's a good idea or a bad idea? It's the Dana Cortez Show, line 2. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I completely get why Cardi decided to have her body. And if I could do it all, I would.
Okay.
You know?
I always say, do what makes you happy. But I want to say something else. Going under the knife to make other people happy, I don't know. That can be dangerous. There's so many beauty standards that we have to live up to. It's impossible nowadays with social media.
I don't care. Look, I want to look good. I want other people to look at me and say, you look good. Beautiful people, you know, they get more, look more, live more. How many ugly people do you follow on Instagram?
Oh, my gosh. That is so rude. That's rude.
Dana, that's real. That is some real. That's what's real. I see you on IG. You're cute. You're real cute, but I bet you thought about having all kinds of work done. Nothing wrong with that. don't you talk about getting butt implants? I've heard
yes,
you.
Yes, yes. But for me, not for anyone else. It would be for me, not so that I can get up on Instagram and show off the cakes, just for me so my clothes fit better. You know what I mean?
See, but that's what everyone says, you know? That it's all for social media, for the likes, and so people can envy you, you know? At least it's, like, for me.
Well, that's your truth, though. You're speaking your truth.
But, girl, that is everyone's truth. Everyone's truth. But I'm just saying it out loud. You know what I mean? That's everyone's truth.
I get what she's trying to say. I mean, when you go out and get dressed up, you want people to say, you look good. You look nice. That's why you dress up, right?
Yeah.
That's why you get braces. So when you smile, people can say, oh, you've got a great smile. Well, that's why you dye your hair. So people say, oh, your hair looks good. Maybe that is truthfully why we do get plastic surgery. I mean, of course, it's for me, but
so you're saying,
I don't
wait,
mind
you said,
somebody saying, hey, you look good. You know?
Said braces are completely cosmetic? Is that what you're trying to say?
94%, I believe, are for cosmetic purposes. You got crooked teeth, you don't want them.
Interesting. I
didn't would you say teeth. Glasses are cosmetic?
No. Okay. That is something.
So like LASIK, is that cosmetic?
Yes, because you don't want to wear glasses. Yes. So, but I think that we've made enough advancement that LASIK is probably easier. You don't lose your glasses. I mean, well, that's a whole different conversation. But yeah, most braces are done for cosmetic purposes. You want that straight, gorgeous smile. Dyeing your hair, putting makeup on is all altering your appearance. There are reasons to not get surgery, though. I advocate, if that's what you want, I support you. But don't go into debt. Okay, number one.
Oh, of course not.
Well, they've got all those credit cards you can go apply for, and they'll approve you immediately. You're talking 18 to sometimes 32% interest.
And that those surgeries aren't cheap.
Oh, and you're never paying them off. It could ruin your credit. You could possibly not buy a home because you bought some breasts. You know what I'm saying? You can't live in them, ladies.
You could buy a home with those breasts.
Oh, Anthony.
Good point, Anthony. Good point.
All right, so number two. Don't walk in to the surgery place, talk to your board-certified plastic surgeon and say, I want to look just like Kim Kardashian. I want to look just like Ariana Grande or Saweetie or whatever. You're never going to look just like somebody else. If you've ever seen those photos of somebody who's trying to appear like one of their favorite celebrities, they look weird. You want to enhance yourself, but stay true to who you are.
Kim Kardashian doesn't even look like Kim Kardashian anymore.
And then finally, number three reason why you don't want to have plastic surgery is if you're doing it for your boyfriend. If you're doing it for somebody pressuring you to do it. This is about your choice. This is surgery. They make it seem so easy on TikTok and Instagram. Oh, we're going to do this, that. Recovery is week, sometimes month. The expense is oftentimes outrageous. And at the end of the day, it's your body and you have to live with it. Okay? Let's continue this conversation on social media. TikTok, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. Tap the like button and comment. Add Dana Cortez on Instagram. We'll be right back with more of the show coming up after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A woman in Sacramento named Crystal Jackson, who has a very sexy OnlyFans, has had her children kicked out of Catholic school because of her night job. Hey, it's the Dana Cortez Show. And here we go, talking about a sexy mom who goes by Miss Poindexter. Catholic school said you got to go. Now, how did they even find out that she was on OnlyFans? Because some of the other mothers at her kid's school were sending the pictures to the administrators to get her kids kicked out. They're like, we don't want this hot mom's kids in our class.
So I looked into the story, you know, just for research purposes.
Right. Of course, right. DJ Automatic, my and husband, I, if that's the only reason.
And I found out that there was three different moms that had gone for months trying to get this woman and her kids kicked out of the school.
So from your research, Automatic, do you think that maybe it would be safe to say that maybe one of their husbands stumbled onto Miss Poindexter's OnlyFans page?
I mean, that would make a whole lot of sense Anthony A.
And by the way, Miss Crystal Jackson, a.k.a. Mrs. Poindexter, her husband is in on the whole thing. Here's what he told the local news.
We think of it as artistic or sultry and sexy and fun and playful, but certainly nothing hardcore.
Reason Mr. Poindexter says it is not hardcore is because Miss Crystal Jackson, a.k.a. Mrs. Poindexter, does not get nude on her OnlyFans. It's just really sexy pictures, lingerie, the white, you know, nice button-up shirt with
she dresses up like a Catholic schoolgirl.
Yes!
Well, that's very, like, Googleable, right? Whenever I would go to sites, that's usually something I would be into.
Hold up! Did I just hear you say you're into Mrs. Poindexter? You into the Catholic schoolgirl look?
I'm into her look. I am very much into Miss Poindexter look.
Okay. Listen, so is it fair that her kids, all three of them under the age of 12, got kicked out of Sacred Heart Catholic School? And wait till I tell you how much Mrs. Poindexter is bringing in every month on her OnlyFans. You're not going to believe it. We'll share that when the Dana Cortez Show returns next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One mom's Catholic schoolgirl only fan site has gotten her three young children, all under age 12, kicked out of a private school called Sacred Heart. Now, before I tell you what Crystal Jackson, a.k.a. Mrs. Poindexter, is raking in monthly on that OnlyFans, this is what she had to tell the local news in Sacramento.
They wanted my kids removed from school, and they were successful in the very end.
If you just turned the Dana Cortez Show on, automatic Anthony A., we established that there were several mothers inside this school that were going after this woman. She's right. They targeted her because she's got these sexy pictures. It's obviously a Christian school, Catholic school, and they didn't want that kind of mother around their children, maybe? I don't get it.
Well, this isn't fact, but I believe that one of those ladies, their husband, found Miss Poindexter first, and they got a little tight about it.
Or maybe he just sees her at school and he's looking at her, checking her out, and she got jealous.
Whatever happened, her kids got kicked out of school, and that's her first priority. She's concerned about her children.
You're taking these innocent children and you're punishing them for something that you don't agree with.
Do you guys agree with the school kicking out the kids because of what their mom does?
Hell no.
So, Anthony, you say no way.
No, hell no. What are you doing? Don't be kidding. Nah, that's whack. That's a little bit of pocket watching, as we call it in the streets. And also, like, there's other parents doing other riskier stuff. What about the dad who probably goes to the same school or has kids that go to the same school and he's a pharmaceutical rep giving people scripts? What about him? That's another way to make money. I mean, that's a little off topic, but I don't think you got to subscribe. It's a private thing. It's not like she's out here doing all this crazy stuff. I don't think so.
So I don't think it's good either, but it's a private school. Private school means you got to go by their rules.
That's what I was going to say. I'm playing devil's advocate because you always sign the code of conduct when you sign into a private school. And part of that code of conduct probably says you cannot represent this school if you represent yourself in this kind of light.
Do I like their decision? No. Do I think their decision is right? No. But if you want your kids going to a Catholic school, chances are you might get judged. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, automatic Anthony A. This WTF is about a Florida woman. She robbed a bank. She was arrested after police caught her fleeing in a motorized wheelchair. Woo! All right, it's WTF story time here on the Dana Cortez Show. 39-year-old Kenyetta Gordon of Jacksonville, Florida. She successfully robbed that bank. But the getaway was less successful, probably because the electric wheelchair doesn't go above 2 miles an hour.
Stop. You know, like a real wheelchair. Like
real motorized wheelchair.
Didn't you just say she was 39 years old?
I did. This is
Why
America.
Is she in a wheelchair?
This is America. Have you not seen Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, okay? So she got frustrated because she wasn't able to withdraw some money. She started screaming profanities at the teller, demanding money. She was yelling she was going to kill everyone.
What?
The teller gave her $100, and so she immediately fled from the bank.
Oh.
She didn't have $100 in there.
She had no interest in walking away.
Oh.
It's an interest joke. It's an interest joke.
She rolled away real slow-like.
So how far did she get?
The police report says she was 2 blocks away.
No.
Cops found Kenyetta with a stolen $100 bill in one hand and a crack pipe in the other. She's now facing charges of robbery and possession of drug paraphernalia.
I don't get it. I saw the picture. Her wheelchair is like state of the art. It's brand new.
Oh, you're right, but she probably stole that too. All right, go check the photo of Kenyetta's wheelchair. Really is top of the line. I Dana Cortez on Instagram. It's in my story. Back with more of the show coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One confession is definitely one of my favorite days of the week. Let me tell you how it goes down here inside the Dana Cortez Show. You tap it on the phone line, okay? We don't want to know who you are. Don't tell me your name. Just confess whatever it is you want to.
Dude, I'm a sensitive guy, so when it comes to confessing my emotions, I love it. So I look forward to this
bit
every day.
It's incredible. Tap week, in right now.
I don't love it because I realize what a dirtbag I am sometimes.
Oh my gosh. We would love your dirtbag stories. Line three, go ahead with your confession.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and make a confession, and y'all going to die laughing. I've been through the ups and downs with my kid's father. He cheated on me and all this and that, right? Mm-hmm. So I moved on my own, whatever. One day, we were having I was on top of him, and he wanted the video recorded, so he wanted to use my phone. Mm-hmm. As we were doing it, he swiped over and seen another man in his boxers and went soft on me.
But hold up. You established that man had already cheated on you, correct?
Hey, Dana, I was in my own place, so.
There you go. He deserved it. He deserved it.
Savage, dude, you're sick, dude.
I'm a savage.
Look, I don't normally condone anything like that, but first of all, she established from jump that man used to cheat on her. Secondly, she got her own spot now. He came over. That's his bad. He decided to use her phone. He found things on her phone he didn't want to see, but she moved on.
She had to know that that other video was there.
Oh, she knew.
Oh, my God.
No, I think it was just karma.
He got what he deserved.
A little bit of karma.
You think it was karma? I think she did it intentionally, like a little spiteful, if you may. Like, I think there was like some revenge in that. Like, look what I was getting when you weren't here. And of course, I feel bad for the man in the story. That would make me go from noon to six like that too.
So that means she's just going around recording everybody she's having sex with?
First of all, she didn't say there was a video. She said it was a photo.
Oh, okay.
And the man was not naked. He had his boxers on. See, y'all are taking this to a whole. This is one confession. We got to keep it truthful here. But it made me think, you know, like I said, that was her ex, and he was bad to her during the relationship. Was that kind of revengeful in a way on her part?
Oh, it was definitely. Yeah. A little bit. I mean, no, maybe she wanted it to work out. But, I mean, I know revenge sex is a thing.
I have never been able to participate in revenge sex due to the fact that I don't think my sexual performance is that of the level that revenge sex needs.
Okay, Anthony, you should admit that's a confession.
Yeah, that's a confession for sure.
Nor do I have.
You're not performing at that.
Do I have the performance.
You're not a professional sexer.
I can't. Yeah, I'm not a professional sexer. Like, I can't even have a side chick because I can't keep him quiet. I can't satisfy them. So, but automatic, you seem like you've dabbled in the revenge sex.
Why turn red there, automatic?
Yeah,
because I'm guilty of revenge sex. Should I tell the story or?
I think you should come back and tell it. I mean, you're thinking about it. Can you do it?
Let me gather my thoughts. Let me gather my thoughts and think about how I'm going to tell this.
I'm your wife, so exactly. Be careful the way you tell it.
That's why I had to clear it with you first.
You got any confessions? Tap in on the phone lines. What confession continues next right here on the Dana Cortez Show?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, people are getting real inside One Confession here on the Dana Cortez Show. If you just turned it on, a woman called in and talked to Automatic, myself and Anthony A., and she said that her ex, who was not good to her, he cheated on her. She got her own spot. He came over, and he decided he wanted to have some fun during grown-up sexy time and used her phone to do what it was he wanted to do. Yes, to record it. And then swiped right and saw she had a picture of another man in his boxers. So it was kind of revengeful. But I agree with DJ Automatic. She didn't mean for that to happen. That was that man's karma. That woman moved on. And he got a taste of what she'd put up with for a very long time. And that's why she was giggling when she told the story. Now, Automatic, you agreed that you have participated in revenge sexy time.
Yeah.
I'm
nervous to tell the story because I'm telling it to my wife.
Well, I know, but this is
way before you
were
in the picture. Yeah.
You can look me in the eyes when you tell the story if you want to,
gross.
Automatic.
All right. So I dated this girl through college. Right. I went to go visit her in Europe. And she was doing a semester abroad.
When you went by DJ Biz or DJ Itz?
No, I was DJ Automatic, but nobody knew who DJ Automatic was at this point.
That's another confession.
That's a whole other confession. Okay, so I go visit her. When I get there, I realize that she's sleeping with somebody else.
You know right away.
You know, you could just tell.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, semester abroad, of course she's going to. I mean, now that I'm a little bit older, I'm like, realize that's what every girl does when she goes to a semester abroad.
That is not what every girl.
Don't put her
problems on every woman.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's what a lot of girls do when they do a semester abroad, okay?
Your girls.
So I figure that out. I have to spend 3 weeks there.
Oh,
and I'm staying with her. And I kind of figure out that, like, when she's going to school, I think she's going to go meet up with him. And so this is torture for weeks. Then I decide I didn't decide I have to go back home because I ran out of money.
Hey, you're getting cheated on and you're poor in another country?
Yes, it was awful. So bad. Of course, I was spiteful. I was mad.
Yeah, dude.
I got back, and her cousin was having a party. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to teach this whole family a little lesson. You don't mess with a DJ Automatic.
There you go, dude.
So I took some girl into the bedroom, and I made sure the entire family heard while I did what
Ooh.
I did.
At your girlfriend's cousin's house?
So the whole family knew.
Couldn't you have just broken up with her? Did you have to take it that far?
That would have been the right thing to do. But I'm POS. So I went. She cheated on me. I was like, that was the way I felt like I could get even.
So you took her cousin to Flavortown. That is hilarious, dude. That is savage.
One question. You did all of that. You had the revenge sexy time. Did you feel better, honestly, afterward?
Hell yeah, well, I felt better.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it's a happy ending, dude. It's a great story.
I got even. I mean, after that happened, I will admit. And when she came back to the United States,
she cried, and you felt
better. We both cried. We ended up being friends. We didn't get back together, but we ended up being friends. We're still friends, so...
Okay, so you and the ex, the one that cheated, you were still friends, but what about the cousin? You guys still friends?
No.
Not Tap in with your confession. Hit the phone lines now. We'll be back with them coming up right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh, this sanitation worker is a hero. He saved the life of a boy who hid in a trash can and got tossed into a garbage truck.
Oh.
Kid, what are you doing? It's a WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. Elias Quesada is an inquisitive 7-year-old boy.
Oh.
And he decided, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to hide in a garbage can.
He went dumpster diving for fun?
He did. He did it. And then a few minutes later, the garbage truck arrived. Pulled up, you know how they pick up the trash?
Yeah.
With that big truck? It starts picking up the trash can, and inside, the little boy Elias just starts screaming. Freaking out. His grandmother said she thought he was under the wheels of the truck.
So she's in the house, able to see him.
Yes.
Not,
no, she doesn't see him. She just hears him.
So
she's freaking out, thinking he's actually underneath the dump truck. When he's actually inside the trash can.
Oh, my God.
Elias is like the real-life Oscar the Grouch.
He really is.
I'm showing my trash here.
Luckily, the sanitation worker heard him and stopped everything.
Oh, my. Because there's, like, blades and things that they smash the trash can. You're done if you fall in one of those.
They're going to crush you inside that truck. So Elias is asked, are you glad the worker heard you, and were you scared?
Yes. Because I felt like I was going to be a mashed potato.
Oh, my gosh. The noise of the truck. You're in there,
dude,
and you're frightened. You're a little boy.
It was scary. It reminds me of the time when me and my younger brother, I think I was like 8, and maybe he was like 3 or 4, and we were in my dad's old pickup truck, and I used to hop behind a wheel and like pretend I was driving, and I just locked it down and put it in neutral. And me and my brother started running into like a little 2-lane highway rolling back, and we took out a pole. If it wasn't for that, little Anthony would have been roadkill.
No! Okay, the news person continues to ask Elias, would you ever do that again? I couldn't believe his answer.
Unless it's like a tiny trash can that's inside the house, then it might be fine.
Yo, he really is a Oscar the Grouch, for real.
Oh, I love trash.
No trash cans, Elias, ever.
Grandma's taking the chancla to his head when he gets inside.
We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show. That's today's WTF story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Oh, my heart hurts for today's Dear Dana. This man sent me an Instagram message, and it says, my girlfriend cheated on me and then dumped me. And then he proceeds to ask the Dana Cortez Show, hey, can you guys do it down in the DM, or do I let it go? And I said, no, sir, you're not in the relationship anymore. So no, we can't do the down of the DM. But even more importantly, I want you to move forward, which is a lot easier said than done when you've been dumped.
Mm.
That's the worst thing, when you love somebody and they say, I don't want to be with you no more.
It's hard, right? And I think maybe he's even looking for more like closure in getting that, because I don't even think he's necessarily looking.
But the other person,
it's not even closure. It's just he wasn't over her, and she was obviously over him.
But he does want closure, but she's not going to give him what he wants because she doesn't want to be with him anymore.
That, and like, you get mad at everybody when it happens. That's like two L's back to back, especially as a man. Because we're very
cheated on, and I don't want you.
Yeah, dude. And then you're losing your prime mate to like another mate, another guy. It's bad. Like you feel like the
you sound like a prime mate.
I was gonna say, that's what I mean. More primitive.
Yeah, there it is. There you go. Yeah. We're very much two bucking rams going at it for a prize, and you
and
lose.
You lost.
And you got to walk your little sad goat self up to the mountain, lonely.
Up that mountain by yourself, boy.
Sad.
Up that mountain by yourself, just bleeding all alone. All right, so how do you get over getting dumped? Everybody in this room has been dumped. It's the worst feeling in the world when you love somebody and you're like, let's work it out. And they say, no. And they don't even care. They don't even cry. They don't even care.
At all. For me, the first thing that I put into consideration when getting over something like a situation like this is for every month that I put into that relationship, it's going to take me a month after that to get over it.
I think that's a good rule.
So that's kind of how I give myself to mentally.
So if you were in the relationship for 6 months, it's going to take you six months
to get over it fully before I can move it. That's my personal thing.
Okay, I was going to say, I think you usually take about 3 months. I think there's even a study that for however long you're in the relationship, it'll take you half that amount of time to get over the relationship.
Well, either way, there's steps that you have to follow. And I've put together 4 easy ways to get over getting dumped. I'll share them with you when Dear Dana returns right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, my girlfriend cheated on me. Then she dumped me. Can we do it down in the DM or do I let it go? I had to tell him, no, the Dana Cortez Show can't do it down in the DM on a couple that's not a couple anymore. But we can help you move forward and get over the dumping, because the man is hurt. The girl not only cheated, she's like, I don't want to work it out. I'm over you. And he ain't ready. So, number one, you got to surround yourself with friends. Don't be alone during this time. If you're alone, you think about it. And for some reason, we make up all this stuff in our head about how great it was, even when it wasn't great.
Dude.
You trick yourself.
Sitting there with your thoughts, too. Like, another thing for me is I got to stay away from the God's good greens. Because that will make me overthink a lot.
For real, though. All right, number two. Write your feelings down.
Okay.
Sometimes you might even be too embarrassed, especially men, to say what you're really feeling. So if you write it down, you get it out. And you don't have to confess it to anybody else. Like, oh my God, I'm still in love. You know, sometimes men don't want to do that.
You could shred it up and throw it away and freehand it, yo. Don't be worried about grammar errors or 2 2s and 2s.
Leave it in your notes and somebody reads it later. I wonder who that happened to.
No.
That happened to you, Automatic?
Yes. But anyway.
Okay.
Dear Darla, I hate your stinking guts.
Number three, maintain your self-worth. Look, Mr. Man or lady, whoever's been dumped recently, because this is dumping season.
It really is.
It's
this
dumping
is the season.
Yeah. You were thriving before this person was in your life.
Okay.
You're going to be thriving after, baby. Don't forget who you were. Don't forget who you are. And then finally.
Much easier said than done, but I think that's great advice.
It is. You got to remember who you were. Your world doesn't revolve around this person. Come on now. And finally, I think more importantly, especially in today's day and age, you got to avoid their social media. You have to avoid it because they're going to be posting up with their new boo. They're going to be out there partying, having a good time because they're already over it. Or at least they want you to think they are. Okay.
Shout out to God for allowing you to dodge that mistake of what could have been. You don't want to be caught up in that.
You don't want to be. Mm-mm. So if you don't have, you know, you don't want to block because you don't want them to know you care that much, just do that silent block. You know how you can just kind of purge their posts from your timeline? Do that.
Okay. And if that doesn't work, do what my mom advised my ex-girlfriend to do. The quickest way to get over a man is to get under a new one.
I'm a savage.
I can't believe your mom told your ex-girlfriend that, Anthony.
I know.
Actually, I know, Doris. I can actually believe that your mom told your ex-girlfriend that. These tips are up at Dana Cortez on Instagram in a story. Be right back with more right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Space tourism is happening a lot sooner than you think. Woo! WTF story on the Dana Cortez Show. DJ Automatic, Anthony A. A vacation that's out of this world. Ba-dum-bum. You get it? You get it?
I laugh at that.
It could be happening. The first space hotel is set to start construction by 2026.
What?
This seems like some kind of ludicrous
concept. Like some kind of like Star Trek
dream. You're trying to say we're going to be on Mars in 2026.
Anthony A., space tourism is a real thing. You could actually be vacationing amongst the stars and planets sooner than you think.
Make it so.
Orbital Assembly is a large space construction company, and they announced this year in a virtual event on its YouTube channel that they are building this hotel, and they want to put people up in these beautiful suites high above Earth.
I don't know how many people are going to be able to afford this because it's $5 million per person, but they have room for 280 guests.
What? Okay, when is this supposed to be complete by again? What's the date on that?
Construction starts in 2026, but you won't be able to travel there till 2028. Dude. And us in here at $5 million a pop will never be able to travel there.
If they hired some Mexicans to build it, we'd be able to travel by 2024.
There you go! Vamonos! And listen to the entertainment we're going to get when we, or whoever has $5 million, gets to stay inside this space hotel. They're going to have Sting perform, and they're going to have Beyonce perform.
Well, for $5 million, this better be good performance.
Better be some good, right? And you get two shows every single night as part of the entertainment package.
I guess it is out of this world because ain't no way you're going to make Beyonce perform like that.
You don't think she'll go up to space?
Maybe it's her destiny since she was a child.
That's the WTF story. We'll be right back with more on the Dana Cortez Show right after this. That was so corny. It was funny.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, we had a man write into Dana during our Dear Dana topic and say his girlfriend cheated on him and actually left him for her new dude. Oh. What should he do? And it got us a talking and automatic. This actually happened to you?
Kinda. Not that whole story, but yeah, it happened.
Okay, and you got over it.
I did.
All right, let's see how you did that and see how we can help this man right now. I'd like to welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And if you're usually locked in about this time, then you know that myself and DJ Automatic go back and forth about what you may or may not miss during the show. And during our Dear Dana topic, the homie wrote in, I felt bad for him, dog, because as a man, to lose your lady like that.
And then have her go with that guy. Like, she just felt like he was just a better fit, and you weren't over it. And trust me, that hurt his soul.
That's never happened to me. I think the only time I've learned that I've been cheated on was after the relationship was already over. Mm-hmm. So that was a whole different thing. So I was already, like, out of it. But for you,
I was Inspector Gadget. I figured it out.
You were actually in it when it happened.
Yes.
And I just want to, Dana's coming in.
Dana, we have to ask you to leave, please. This
Dana's
is
coming
news,
in.
One studio.
Dana.
Sorry, plus, I have some things to say I don't want to say in front of you.
Dana's you're about the ex-girlfriend thing?
Yes.
Yeah, and how you got over that
I'm
one?
I'm going to listen to this anyway.
Oh, my God. All right. Okay, and remember, we have a strong no snitching policy for anybody here. Do not tell Dana Cortez, at Dana Cortez on Twitter, what we talk about with her husband when she's out the room, okay?
My story just became way less interesting. I'm just telling you right now.
Automatic, but needless to say, you got cheated on with the girl overseas or out of the country. You moved on from it. What do you think it was that helped you move on, or how did you move on knowing that she left you for the other man?
I don't want to get into what helped me move on because I don't think I'm like a beacon of light when it comes to like what I did was a horrible thing. But I could tell you what I could do for you if that happened to you.
Okay, go ahead then. Dr. Automatic, since you don't want to tell us about the times you were practicing, go ahead.
Okay, the first thing I'm going to ask you is what do you drink and what are your favorite party favors? Because we got to get prepared. The next thing I'm going to ask you, what kind of women are you into? Because that's who we're going to be seeking. Because we're going to shoot your shot like you've never shot your shot before, homie.
Oh, God.
And the last thing I'm going to need you to do, I'm going to need you to call into work because you ain't going to be there. And you're going to say, but Otto, it's Friday. Call in for Monday. Call in for Tuesday because I promise you're not going to be there because we're going on a bender.
I didn't know you had going on a sick one and ways to get over somebody.
That's the only way.
I had a bunch of things of like, don't let your ego beat up of you or don't let your insecurities cause you to overthink and mend your heart. But you know what, Automatic, you're right. So with all that being said, I'll leave you with this, homie. Remember, condoms are cheaper than diapers, so don't knock up the rebound chick. Okay? Get back out there and get underneath them all.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
According to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, more than 1 million men went under the knife for cosmetic procedures last year. But what were the top three surgeries that we were getting? Let's break it down right now. Let's walk into Two Dudes.
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And earlier, we were having a good back and forth about cosmetic procedures. And mainly when it came to women in regards
because
to...
Cardi B said she was bullied and that's why she got her teeth fixed and her butt fixed.
Which I'm not against it. Like, if you have the bag and you can do it, then why not, right? Automatic work.
More power to you.
Oh, you gave a little slight stroke there.
Well, I mean, obviously I'm okay with my wife's had a couple surgeries.
Okay, and in that automatic, you also revealed to us that maybe you might be a little bit more perusing the idea of a nose procedure.
I don't know. I was informed that I have a big nose. Oh. I never said I was going to get a nose procedure. Maybe my wife thinks I should and my sister thinks I should because they're the ones who brought it up to me, but wow. No, I'm not getting any nose jobs.
That was number 5 on our list of top procedures that men get for cosmetic purposes. Now, here's the 3rd one on that list. We have liposuction.
Get those love handles taken care of.
Erase that masa top if you want, and most notably, I'll never forget when Kanye got liposuction.
I got liposuction.
Next, we also have male breast reduction.
Oh, the moobs.
Yes, the moobs. If you heard us talking about it yesterday, I am currently in the process of naturally trying to get rid of my moobs. So,
push-ups.
Are you pro? Are you doing
surgery? I do push-ups every day. I mean, if I had moobs, I would definitely get, I would get moob surgery before a nose surgery.
Would you judge me if I came to you and said I got moob surgery as a man?
I don't care. It's your body. I mean, I'm probably going to be like, I can't believe you spent all that money on that. You could have just done some push-ups.
And the last procedure that most men get when they are looking for cosmetic surgery is eyelids. They want to get their eyelids touched up.
Oh, because they get heavy set the older you get. Mm. Okay. I don't think I would do anything with my eyes. That scares me. They like cut skin off your eyes,
that's
right?
Wild to me. But I guess if like you want to get rid of those bags in your eyes, or maybe you don't want to look tired, but you don't want to get a facelift anymore. So this is what they do. But if you ask me, I thought it would have been hairlines.
The thing I would thought immediately would be hairlines and get rid of the moobs.
Oh, this is already a sensitive topic. Let's not talk about it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.